Our Blessed Lady is the mother of good counsel, and her good counsel is Jesus himself, who speaks his word to us and sets us free by his truth. And so her counsel to the waiters at the wedding feast in Cana was to do whatever the Lord told them. And when we do what the Lord tells us, we see miracles and we see an increase of faith. When we correspond to God's will, grace is drawn down from heaven and spreads through the world. Our Lady counsels each and every one of us individually to follow Jesus, and together we can make a difference. The counsel of Our Lady is also the Holy Spirit, because she is the unique instrument of the Holy Spirit there on Pentecost Day, in the midst of the apostles, praying and interceding for them so that they might be enlightened by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And when the grace of the Holy Spirit fell upon the apostles, their lives were changed, and suddenly the counsel of the Lord came to their mind. They had been confused and fearful before Pentecost. They did not have apparently a clear memory, or at least a clear grasp of the things that the Lord had told them and commanded them and counseled them to do. But suddenly, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they remembered all those things. As our Lord had told them, the Paraclete will come and he will remind you of all the things that I have taught you. They came to realize this. They came to be deeply convicted, and their fear left them, and they began to preach the gospel boldly, and they knew what to do in various situations. They knew how to handle the Jews one way and the Gentiles another way. They knew how to handle all the pastoral problems of the nascent church, and the church grew under the power of God's counsel, the counsel of Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit, mediated through our Blessed Lady. And so we seek the counsel of Our Lady. We seek her advice, her prudence, her wisdom. We seek to know the truth as she knows it, to see Christ through her eyes, to see the mysteries of our faith with her immaculate heart. She ponders the things that she witnesses and holds them in her heart. And much of our spiritual life ought to be a hope that we do the same, that we hold the truths of our faith and ponder them in our heart, treasure them, and make the fruits of these truths, of this wisdom, of this counsel, to make this fruit grow and bear greater fruit and spread throughout the world. Today we celebrate this feast because, in a particular way, it is a feast of our institute, because our institute was founded at the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Counsel by Father Stefano Minelli and Father Gabriele Pelletieri in the shrine there in Frigento. And so our institute, in a particular way, is under the patronage of our Blessed Lady, under this title. And we seek to follow her counsel because we are consecrated to her, and because it is our job, our life, our profession, to know her will and to put it into practice. And that inspiration, you know, the counsel of our Blessed Lady is to follow Jesus. That means to follow the church. It means to follow her teaching, to follow Christ as he reveals himself in the church. It is also to follow the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. And our institute was founded after the Second Vatican Council, as an inspiration of that period. You know, after the council, it was a time of experimentation. Many things were being attempted, tried. Some things were not altogether successful. Some of them were disastrous, some of the experimentation that took place after the Second Vatican Council. And it was Father Stefano's inspiration that he should follow this path after Our Lady, under the inspiration of St. Francis, St. Maximilian, and St. Pio, to begin to observe the rule of St. Francis after their example, with a particular emphasis on consecration to the Blessed Mother. And this was a grace given to him by Our Lady. It was her counsel and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And that remains, you know, a great grace for the Church. That is the consecration to the Blessed Mother. And it remains in a particular way for us who are Friars of the Immaculate, our life, our profession, and all of our hope and joy, that we should know the Blessed Mother and follow her and obey her and to be obedient and docile to the Holy Spirit, to the Church, and through His inspirations. And that remains always, you know, our challenge, especially today, that we should be sons and daughters of the Church, obedient to her teaching, to the moral code of the Ten Commandments and the precepts of the Church, to the Creed, that we should have a docility of faith to believe everything the Church teaches, and to follow, you know, her practical norms, in particular with respect to the sacred liturgy, realizing that God's wisdom has been revealed to us through the Church, and through these things which are established and governed by the Church, entrusted to the care of the apostles by Jesus Christ Himself. But we also know that in our own particular lives that we have things that we have to work out for ourselves. We have to make decisions about our vocation. We have to follow the path that God wills for us in matters that we're free to choose. We have problems and difficulties within our families, discernments to make. We live in a very complicated world. The Church, one of the reasons why Blessed Pope John the 23rd called the Second Vatican Council is because the modern world proposed many particular difficulties that were pressing against the future of Christianity in the world, and the Church wanted not to change her stance or her belief, but to apply the perennial and unchangeable teaching of the Church, the principles of the faith, to the times in which we live. And that's not always an easy task. And as we know, over the last 40 years, there's been a great deal of turmoil and difficulty. And we've had very holy popes, particularly the last two, including the present one, Pope Benedict, who are trying to lead us out of the quagmire of modernity towards a future which is full of hope and renewal, hope, renewal, and reform, which was the purpose of the Council in these past 40 years of crisis and reform. And so that requires that we be continually docile to the Holy Spirit. One of the things Pope John Paul II said on Pentecost of 1998 was that the Second Vatican Council was in a great part a rediscovery of the charismatic dimension of the Church, which doesn't mean only, you know, the so-called charismatic gifts of speaking in tongues and miracles and things like that. It means that the Holy Spirit is active in the Church, and the Holy Spirit gives inspirations to individuals and to communities, and that the Church will be renewed by this fidelity to the teaching of the Church, to her perennial principles, but in a renewed spirit of inspiration through the Holy Spirit. People will be given the graces they need to encounter the difficulties that we experience today and overcome them. The hope, and this is what Pope Benedict said as Cardinal Ratzinger less than a year before he was raised to the chair of St. Peter, that the future is the Church, We may be in crisis, we may find difficulty, and the church may seem to be a small remnant in the face of the challenges that confront it today, but the future is the church, and the church always wins, especially and essentially if we entrust ourselves to the care and the patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to her counsel, to her maternal solicitude, to her wisdom, to her inspiration. And so we have an opportunity this evening in our hearts to renew our consecration to the Blessed Mother and to ask her to give us the grace always to be faithful to the vocations that we have received, to be faithful to the graces and inspirations that we have been given, and most of all, to be faithful to the consecration that we have made to Jesus through her, and continue to be faithful to the church and to Christ, who is the head of the church. And so we listen to our Blessed Mother, to her counsel, to her wisdom, which leads us to Jesus, to do all the things that he tells us to do, and to always know that in him we always have hope, and that no matter what confronts us in the future, that he is always with us if we are willing to remain firmly implanted in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and if we are willing to listen to her wisdom and her good counsel.